We're very honored and privileged today to have some guest speakers to present to the Deer Springs Ranch Association ways in which we can protect our ranch, our assets. And thanks to Brent Fulmer, who has been kind enough to coordinate the program, we have some individuals from BLM and from the King County Fire Department. This has been a very important aspect to me, to the board, in terms of how we're going to protect the ranch. And they have some wonderful ideas. If you have questions, please allow yourself some time to actually... These beeping noises up here will be indicating that people are coming in on the teleconferencing. And you all do know that's a program that we've been trying to set up. Vance Green has been wonderful in doing that. Brent Fulmer, right here. He will introduce the wonderful people who have taken their time off on this Saturday to come forward and...
Let me have that lady. Well, now that I've got your attention, actually, I've got we got three people here, two from the BLM and the Kane County Fire Warden. Anyway, Earl Vander, Kevin Cahill, and Lacey Bartholomew. Earl's the King County Fire Warden. Kevin and Lacey are from the BLM. And come on up, guys. Are you applauding them coming up or me leaving?
Yeah.
This is Earl.
Okay, I'm Earl Zanger. I'm the King County Fire Warden. Work for Utah Forestry Fire and State Land also. And Brent asked us to come up and talk to you about fires. And there have been a few fires up in this area this year. The biggest one was, what, 45 acres? About 45 acres just off the property on the monument. And when they first seen the smoke, we didn't know exactly where it was, whether it was in the subdivision or not. So we pulled the plug and got air tankers and everything we could here in a hurry. And it really made a difference on stopping the spread of the fire. But at this time of year, if there was a fire here today, we wouldn't get as many resources here as quick as we could, due to the fact of all the fires in Montana, Idaho, Washington, California, and northern Utah. It's hard to get a crew or people, air tankers, helicopters in here to do a lot of the work. So what we're doing is we come out and we're going to do a little bit of what can you do to help us. Okay, most of the stuff, there's a lot of stuff we can do, but the homeowners need to be able to do something to protect their own homes from the oncoming wildfires. Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
But generally, this is the part now I got to tell you, you need to cut trees on your property. Okay, a lot of people don't want to do that. But there's some good ways that you can come in and just limit and trim it and space them out a little bit. That really don't hurt the look of the property that much, but it will make a big difference on what we can do or what happens by the time you actually have the fire start and by the time the fire resources get here. And we also put together a little list. I've got a whole box of stuff we'll just leave and you can pick up at your leisure after we go too. But how to report a fire, who to report it to, things to look for, to tell the dispatch people or whatever. And that helps us a lot too, so we can start making our plan as we're driving in and who we're starting to call to get to come out here. Another thing we can do, and I talked to Brent about it, there was a meeting in St. George today. We thought it was going to be yesterday, but they switched it on us. It's called Community Fire Plan, and it's where a council of the community or homeowners get together, and you form a nucleus of what you want to do. It's your voice, what to do to do a treatment or how to clean up or what you do. It's a local voice from this area, and with the council in place, it enables you for grant money, competitive grant money from the federal government, So we're working with to come in and bring people in and make perimeter fuel breaks around to keep the fires from coming into the subdivision. And with the community fire plan in place, it will allow the federal agencies, the BLM, and Forest Service to come in on their side and do some fuel breaks as well. But community fire plan, this goes to tell people that these people are interested and they want, you know, it's looking at what can we do to help them because they're showing an interest and have a plan. And I did put together, there's some websites you can look up. I put the web addresses on community fire plan and some of the other stuff we got about how to clean up your property. And just the phone number for you to contact me. And then there's one for just, I think, the BLM website to get other people. But they told us to keep it short and sweet. Any questions on what we've talked about so far? Yes.
When you say limit, what does that mean? Limiting your fees.
Okay, limb and trim. What we don't like is fire getting up in the canopy of the trees. We really can't fight it when it's in the treetops. Most of the fires start on the ground, and with the prevalent cheatgrass that's encroaching and the sagebrush and everything else, if we limb it up, trim up 3 to 6 feet or a little bit higher, it's called ladder fuels, and we just kind of keep it from climbing up into the top. We're really not effective in keeping the fighting fire in the tops of trees. So if we can keep it from climbing into the top, and then you space your trees a little bit so it's not continuous. If the wind blows, it just goes treetop to treetop to treetop. So if you space it 10 to 15 feet in between trees, it has a tendency the fire won't, you know, jump from treetop to treetop. And these brochures, there's a lot of good information in them. Any other questions?
What about all the manzanita that's around some of the cabins?
Okay, here's the State Farm, Allstate, and a couple other the major insurance companies have been having inspectors come out and look at the property. And if they insure you, you may or may not have already gotten a letter saying that you need to clean up around your property or they may cancel your policy because it's a big investment they're putting out too if you do have insurance. They're saying you have to take all the vegetation back 30 feet from your home. Okay? But there are ways if you just take and space it. So take one, leave one to space it so it's not continuous fuel right up to the house. There's ways you may can mitigate and clear cut total denuding of all vegetation. But your insurance companies are a big player because they're having to pay out big dollars on these big fires for a lot of homes that burn. So they're trying to give some incentives to people to clean up a little bit. And we've got some handouts on how to clean up. If you got the steepness of the slope, how far back you should clean the vegetation or space it, depending on slope and fuel. And this could be a whole afternoon meeting in just on fuels management. But we'll just let you read the information. There are some websites. My phone number's there. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you one-on-one if that will work. Does that answer all your questions, Brent?
Answers all mine.
Okay. Lacey will go next.
Just like Earl stated, the BLM will come out and do hazard assessments on your property and will also help you with landscaping plans and that for the removal of your manzanita and the trees. So that is one thing that the BLM can offer you as well. And this is an area of concern for us as the BLM, but the community fire plan is what you guys can do to help us to help this area. If you guys show an interest that this area is important to you and that fires are something that you're aware of and concerned about, that will also help move the BLM. It's a concern, and it is an area that we are going to focus on, but it'll move you as an area that we focus on sooner. And that. So that's just what we wanted to stress, Kevin and I, from the BLM side, that your community fire plan is the way to go in order to get the BLM here to help you quicker. Is there any questions for Kevin or I? Thank you.
Quiet.
Thank you very much. And
the box.
All right, we'll have those made available. Because of the concern, there are a number of things that we have already instituted this year. And with the guest speakers, we will present in my presentation some of the things for fire that we have done for the ranch already. Does everyone have an agenda? If not, there are some available agendas right at the front if you'd like to pick one up.
I already passed them down here.
They're not here.
I didn't see any of them either.
There are some other papers if we are taking a few minutes at this point. If you have not brought your protective covenant paperwork, conflict of interest paperwork, they are up front. And while we're doing this, I want to say thank you everyone for coming out today. After yesterday and the blowing of the wind and the cold and the promise of a really bad storm coming, we have a beautiful day here at the Deer Springs Ranch. Dee, I think they need you in the room back there, if you would. We have rocks on top of these items due to the fact that they may be flying away. I think some people are noticing at the very end of the table some very important contact numbers. If you're up here, if you're planning on coming up here, if you have guests coming up here, if an emergency were to arise, these papers are here. Who do I call? Those numbers are there. We have someone else coming in on the teleconferencing. Hi. What is your name?
Hi. This is Bill Brockpink, Lot 185.
Well, good morning, Bill, or it is afternoon. And this is a teleconferencing program that we have that is being set up through the communication system here at the ranch house.
You're coming through very garbled. I don't know if you understand me or not.
You're pretty clear. We are garbled at this point.
Can you hear me any better here?
What we're asking, in order for those individuals not present today, they can phone in and actually hear what's going on at the meeting and participate within the meeting. If anyone does have a comment to make as we are having this annual meeting today, a really good idea would be coming up and receiving the microphone so that hopefully it's a better system than just speaking from your seat. And that's what I would ask you to do, along with presenting yourselves, your name, and your possible lot number.